going to nursery is a big deal. In fact, I think I find it one of my most wobbly moments as a mom. You worry about whether you're doing the right thing, especially when you have to walk away from a little one that's crying. My guest today is Farah Carwell, who runs Toddler's Den Nursery in Bordesley Green. Farah knows how parents feel when they drop off their babies and children, and she is full of reassuring advice on how to make things easier, not just for the kids, but mostly for the parents too. Welcome back to Brummy Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author and mum. I launched Brummy Mummies as a community for families to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. I wanted to know how we can prepare our little ones, and ourselves actually, for starting nursery and what to do when you have a clingy child that doesn't want to let go. I also asked her about all the activities kids get up to all day when their parents are away. So let's get straight into talking to Farah. So going to nursery is a really big deal. What can we do to prepare our little ones for their first day at nursery?
I think it is a big deal for first-time parents especially. I think communication is key. So in a way, I guess you could prepare them the night before. So talk about nursery positive. So in a positive way, tell them you're going to nursery tomorrow, not like a surprise for them. So kind of let them know where they're going and how much fun it's going to be, and mommy's going to be or daddy's going to be with you. Just reassure them, I guess. That would be a good way to kind of prepare them.
So it's interesting you say the night before. So is it best not to do it well in advance? Because kids don't really have that much concept of time, do they, little kids?
Yes. So they're always doing something. And, you know, just before the night, speak to them to let them know tomorrow. So they've got something excited to do. So in their heads, they're thinking in the morning they've got somewhere to go. So they're prepared.
So, and what about for babies or for, you know, very small children?
So for very small children, I think for babies especially, you can't really prepare them a night before. But I guess what you can do is have that preparation for yourself. And, you know, because a lot of parents do feel it's more the parents, I guess. So what we do at the nursery, before the first day, we do settling in sessions. So we do 1 hour. So we separate it 3 days in a week. So it could be any day that they pick. It's either a morning session or an afternoon session, depending on the child. So it's a parent, sometimes the children like to sleep in, so they're more of an afternoon baby, or it's a morning baby where they're super energetic in the morning. So the parents, it depends on the child's needs. So the parent kind of books in the morning session or the afternoon session, an hour. So they come in, they go into their room that they will be going into. So it's either the baby room, the toddler's room, or the preschool room, and they have that experience. So which is them leaving their parent, and that's the big thing, and going into the room that they're going to be in. And that's one thing we do before first days. So before they have a full day or a half a day, they have that 1 hour to, sometimes parents come in as well. So parents do kind of pop in as well, let them settle in, let them calm down, let them start to do an activity, and then slowly, slowly step out and let them be alone.
That's a really good idea. I mean, I think sometimes it feels like an even bigger deal for us as parents than it is for our little ones. What do you think we can do to prepare ourselves for dropping our children off at nursery for the first time?
So I'd say to be strong and prepare for tears. And I would also say once they do start to cry, to reassure them, that's one thing. Communication is definitely a key, to let them know that you'll be back. Just keep a positive smile. Again, I know that it is quite scary. Just have trust in the nursery staff.
Do you find that you have parents crying sometimes when they drop their kids off?
Yes, we do have some parents that are more scared than the child. The child will be going in perfectly fine, all happy, running through the door, whereas a parent is, can I just wait in the reception area? And we're like, that's perfectly fine. Are they okay? Just asking every 5 minutes, which is perfectly fine. And we understand as well, because obviously having them let go of their child that they've been with every single day, and letting them have that alone time and going out to explore, they feel like, oh my God, are they okay? Are they having fun? Are they not crying? And when they see that, and we do let them pop in and just look through the door, and they feel okay, they're like, oh my God, they're actually playing, they're actually interacting, they're okay. And then they feel a bit more better, and then they pop back out, and then they say, okay, they feel a bit more better. So they just sit down and they just wait, or they kind of come back for the hour and then go, if that's the settling in session. But when it's the first day, sometimes the child does start the whole situation again, where they cry, and do the let go kind of thing, where they just, they can't, they still get a bit clingy. So, the parent does get a bit anxious as well, but again, you just have to start it over, all over again, and just be strong and just let them go.
Yeah, because it can really vary from child to child, can't it? Because I know we've been talking about first time at a nursery, but I had no problems with my first child. He happily went into nursery, but my second one was really clingy and used to just cry and scream every time I dropped him off, which it's heartbreaking for a mom, isn't it, to just leave them. And the nursery staff would say, he stops as soon as you walk out the door, he's absolutely fine. What can you do in that situation when, you, as you say, it can happen again and again and again?
So if the child is crying and doesn't quite stop, we do let the parent come in, and you know how we do it with the settling in sessions. We kind of do that again with the first day. So just to let them know that they are going to have mom there, or dad, or have any person that they feel more comfort with. So they can go in with them, and you can see the child would be holding the hand as tight as possible, and they slowly let go once mom or dad sit down with them, and they slowly, once they get a bit comfortable, sometimes it takes 5 minutes, sometimes it takes 10 minutes, sometimes it takes half an hour. It depends on each child. But slowly, once they feel more comfortable, and with a member of staff, once they feel a bit more comfortable with them as well, then we slowly start to let the parent go back into the reception area and see if they're okay. And sometimes that works. That definitely works. This mostly does work. And then if they do feel a bit, if they do get a bit unsettled, we do let the parent come back, and then the parent does feel a bit more relaxed as well, because they know that they can go back and forth to see if their child is okay. And that does work as well, because at least they know mommy or daddy is going to be back.
And do you think they pick up on parents' vibes as well? I know I was really conscious and careful all the time to be really upbeat and positive and saying, oh, it'll be fine. I never let him see that it was upsetting me until I got out the door. And then he couldn't see.
Oh, bless you. yes, that's definitely one thing. Children do shadow, they do watch, and if your energy does reflect on them, and if you are quite scared and nervous, and they can see that, they will feel that too. And when it comes to the first day, if you give off a positive vibe, they would be definitely having that positive energy. Seeing if they see the reactions on your face or facial expressions, 100% they are watching that, and seeing how you're feeling as well. So if you're talking about it in a happy, jolly way, that mommy's here, daddy's here, we're waiting for you, and just, you know, you're going to make lots of friends, and just giving them that reassurance, they're perfectly fine. So I think that definitely does reflect a lot and a child.
And then in a couple of weeks' time, it all blows over and they're having a blast, aren't they?
Yes, they're running through the doors.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, not bye, even mommy, a goodbye. Bye, daddy.
Yes. So you have to be one of Birmingham's youngest nursery owners. You opened Toddler's Den when you were just 22 years old, which is amazing. How did you find that experience and what were parents' reactions to you, your age, at opening the nursery?
It was 50-50, I'd say. You'd have some parents that did question, because obviously seeing how young I was at the time. But then you did have some parents that actually gave a chance, because I know when I first started, we only had 4 children. And that was something to me that was, oh my God, other nurseries have lots of children. And I've only got 4, but I was so happy with them. And honestly, I gave it my all, and parents did see it. And a lot of parents gave it a chance. And I am grateful for all those parents that actually believed in me and believed in the nursery and the staff. And now from 4 children, we've got 45. So it is a big thing, and they have had faith in me, so and my staff as well. So it is a big thing, and I am quite happy. It's just something that you have to make sure that you're not putting yourself down. You just make sure you just keep going. And again, it's just keeping that positive. You will have days where you think, oh my God, so and so, and some like things will get to you, but honestly, if you keep pushing yourself, you'll get there, honestly. And that's something I did, and I am actually quite happy. It's going to be 3 years now.
Yes.
So and I'm quite happy. I've seen a big difference, and I've learned a lot.
It's grown a lot, hasn't it, in less than 3 years. So I know you've won an Apprenticeship Connect award. And you've taken on 2 apprentices as well, haven't you? They're just 19 and 20. How important is it for you to support young people?
It's a huge thing to support young people, as you have to ensure that they have options to make sure that they have different pathways. And again, with the Apprenticeship Connect, having apprentices, it's having given them that opportunity to have the real life nursery experience and having the ability to be able to explore, as well as having other members of staff and children exploring. You've got the apprentices as well, that you have to watch how things are. So it's like, they have that experience to lead activities, to actually interact with the children, to see how it is, how nursery is in reality, so that they can have that feel, that, you know, they have that way to grow as well. So I think that's a big, big thing to kind of, give them the chance to have that experience and just the reality of it, I guess.
Yes. Oh yeah. There's nothing like hands-on experience. It's much better than reading something from a book.
Yes, definitely.
What kind of activities do children at your nursery do each day?
So my team do, in the moment planning. So with that, they have alongside the children's interests. So what we do, it depends on the children's special events. So we have an app on in the nursery, so the parents interact on there. So the staff update the parents, and the parents update the staff, and they take pictures. They let the parents know. Sorry, other parents, if they give permission, it depends. They let the staff know what the child's been doing on the weekend. So it's just the child's interest. So if it's like they've gone to the seaside, so they do stuff about the seaside, things like that. And it depends on what happens on the weekend. That's things that they do. Also, it's what the children are interested in. Children are interested in random things, and it's like a circle time when they have, and they talk about that. So it's on everything that a child is interested in.
That's such a good idea, to make it really personalised like that. I love that.
Yes. So with that, so we have like tough trays, and that's when they do a activity. So on there, it depends on we could do with sensory, we could do with messy play, we could do with little different things, what children are interested in right now, because it's almost summer. You've got the water play is a big thing, and anything to do just going into the garden, play, having fun, having a little bit of a mess. That's what they love. And these are the things what we try to do. So we see their interests and then what they enjoy as well. That's the main thing. And to see if they're happy with that and just go ahead and do what they like.
So do you try to get them outside quite a bit?
Yes. I mean, they do like any reasons to go outside, and that's something that they should do. They should experience every sort of weather. I know some parents do feel like it's quite cold for them, that's why we ask them to prepare themselves for like a raincoat, just to make sure they experience everything. So snow, rain, sun, everything.
That fresh air is so good for kids, isn't it?
Definitely. And they're very energetic, so 100%.
And what about routines for babies?
So for babies, we have individual routines. So it's not fit for every single baby, purely because each baby is different. It's for what each child and their needs. So some of the parents do pop in and say the child hasn't slept or hasn't eaten or hasn't had breakfast or needs to have some food. So we kind of make sure that's obviously done, as well as with the babies, it's quite important that they have that that messy play, sensory, and water and rice play. So with that, they kind of have interaction, so they can touch, feel everything, and you know, so they're learning in a way where they're more comfortable, and also baby yoga as well.
Oh, that's nice.
So things to do to help them grow, I guess. So the routine with them is individual for each child. So for each baby, they have different routines. So it depends on how the parent would like us to do it, in a sense where we do ask the parents what the child likes. So when we register the children, we ask for a little form where it says all about my child, all about me. So some children like to have comfort things, where some of them have a teddy bear that they come in with, and like again with babies as well, they have a blanket or they have little toys that they feel more comfortable. So with that, we can help them as well. And again, it's for which each baby, what their needs are.
And what about sleeping? Because I know sometimes that's a concern to parents, that babies will be trying to have a nap time and they're in a room with lots of different cots and different babies crying. How do you manage that?
So with babies, if they're sleeping and we've got other babies that are awake, we do have sometimes it depends on the different ages. Some babies, mostly the babies that are wide awake are the ones that are going to be prepared to go into toddler room. So what we do is sometimes introduce them into toddler room, and as long as obviously ratios are okay, we go in and let them have that explore whilst the other babies do have their nap time and just have enough sleep. But again, when it comes to parents asking for having enough sleep and making sure that they don't sleep all day, we tend to give them that at least have that sleep, and then wake them up so that they can have that routine again. So where they know that okay, it's time for dinner, or it's time for an activity, so they can get into that, I guess.
And what about food? Do you supply food, or do you ask parents to bring in packed lunches?
So with food, it depends on the parent. Some parents like to have packed lunches, purely because most children are picky eaters, and they do feel like they don't eat anything else. But once they come into nursery and they see other children eating nursery dinners, they actually stop eating the packed lunches, and they actually try and eat nursery dinners, and that's something we've seen quite a lot. And parents normally first bring in packed lunches because they feel that the children are picky eaters, but afterwards, once they see their friends eat nursery dinners, they kind of slowly stop and actually eat nursery dinner. So it's something really, it depends on the child and it depends on the parents, so whichever they feel comfortable with.
And that's really developing social skills, isn't it? So do you think that coming to nursery is really important for developing social skills ready for school?
Definitely. We have had a lot of children with that sort of issue where they have global delay purely because of the whole pandemic as well. They stayed at home and they didn't really interact much. And there is one thing that is pet peeves for us nursery staff is that most parents do kind of give the tablet, and that's what they're quite used to. And they haven't actually interacted with other children, so they cry a lot. So when it comes to interaction, they're quite clingy. They just want to be left alone. But once they actually come into nursery, they interact with other children. They play and explore in different areas. And you see as well with their speech, they're quite talkative as well. When they first come, they don't talk, and parents are quite concerned about their speech. But once they slowly start to settle in, we do have a lot of parents that do say to us, they have seen a big difference in their speech and in their interactions with their other siblings or with other members of family or friends as well. When they go over on the weekend, they say that we have seen quite a big difference since they've been coming into nursery, because they've had that time to explore. They've had that time to kind of interact with other children and members of staff. So it's quite a big thing where like they're interacting with children and adults. So they are quite happy with that as well.
And it can help boost their immune system as well, can't it, to mix with other children? I know from seeing kind of other kids starting primary school reception without having gone to nursery, they seem to catch every bug that's going, whereas it's quite good that when kids come to nursery, they do boost their immune system.
Yes, and they've got that head start, I guess. So they know what's going on. They have a routine as well, so they know what to expect. And they've got that in their minds, so they know that they're used to this sort of environment, and it's quite good for to get them ready to start for school as well.
Yes. So we have a series of questions that we ask all of our guests. So I'll ask them of you now. You're 24 now. We always ask our guests, what are two things that you would tell your 18-year-old self if you had the chance? Which I guess you've done a lot in the last 6 years. So what would you tell your 18-year-old self if you had the chance?
I would say don't stress. to stay calm and not to stress. I think when we're 18, we're at this point in our life where we think, oh my God, what's the next step? What are we going to do? And because we're younger adults in that way, and it's a big step. People are doing all sorts of different things. Everyone's going into different pathways. And you do get a bit scared, a bit frightened, and you don't know where you're going to be, but just, it's okay. Just put your head down and just do what you want to do and you'll get there. Just believe in yourself, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, sound advice. And what are three things you love to do every day? What gives you a great start, end, or routine to the day?
Three things. So I honestly do love going into nursery, seeing parents, seeing the children, just seeing them all happy, and just having that moment as well, just going in. And you know, sometimes you sit back and you think, oh my God, like this is everything you wanted. And that's one thing I do like to do. It does give me that positive vibe. So sometimes if you do have a bad day, you know, you can sit there and say, you know, you've got something going good. Just even little things, like a child will come up to you and just say the most funniest thing and just makes your day. So that's one thing. Just interacting, I guess, you know, with friends and family as well. So that's one thing as well. And when I come home, One thing I honestly do is how I de-stress, I do pray. So I do pray and thank God for just being grateful. And I do feel that that helps as well. So sometimes it does make me feel a bit more blessed and a bit more relaxed that I've had that moment to talk to God, to thank him. And, you know, I would say, Alhamdulillah, so, which means thank you, God. In my religion. So yes, that's something I do. And I feel like that helps me. That helps me quite a lot just to have that time and to actually just be thankful. So that's one thing I definitely do.
And what would be the one piece of advice you'd give to a mum or dad who's worried about their child starting nursery?
It can be scary. You have to be strong and just trust your gut. And it'll all be okay.
That's great advice. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Farah, and I wish you lots of success in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You can read more of Farah's tips on the Birmingham Live website and on the Brummie Mummies Facebook and Instagram pages. You can find out more about her nursery on her Facebook page, which is Toddlers Den LTD. Brummie Mummies is a laudable production, which you can download or stream on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Please share this episode with anyone who may find it useful. You might also like to listen to our episode on baby sleep with Lisa Lamb. Be sure to follow Brummie Mummies on social media and sign up to our free newsletter. See you next time.